The last time the Tennessee Titans went this far in the NFL playoffs, Steve McNair was still the quarterback. In a last-minute prayer, he tossed into the frigid New England air, bounced off the hands of wide receiver Drew Bennett. Tomorrow, the Titans return to face the Patriots after notching the franchise's first playoff win since 2004. Longtime NFL writer and sports radio host Paul Kaharsky says last week's dramatic victory helped turn many cautious skeptics into born-again believers.
I think virtually everybody's in now, and it's a pretty big pivot over the last 2 weeks.
Kaharsky says a Twitter poll he conducted as the regular season ended had a significant percentage of fans wanting a head coaching change more than playoff success.
Which is really, I think, extraordinary. The disconnect between this town and this team through the regular season, largely over the coaching staff, largely over the offense, was big.
But since the win, he says the calls coming into their radio show have taken on a more optimistic tone. While not quite the frenzy displayed during last year's Stanley Cup run by the Nashville Predators, there has been a revived interest in a team that the town had grown accustomed to either doubting or ignoring. Kaharsky says a win this week could also go a long way to capturing the attention of a new generation, many of whom weren't even born during that last visit to New England.
I talk to people all the time who were in those years. They were 8 or they were 12 or they were in middle school when the Titans made that run in 99 or in the early 2000s, and that's what their whole faithfulness is rooted in.
Kaharsky says regardless, making it to this week's divisional round absolutely qualifies as a success, especially considering that only 2 years ago, the team was considered by many to be the worst in the NFL. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Jason Boone Wilkins.